Good morning, Patriots. Round two. And yep, we're running about 30 minutes behind today. We had some a lot going on today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. If you want to get fired up, wait, go back and listen to the last show, and then come back to this one, because I'll get you more fired up. Because, nope, we're not doing paper 73 today. Just telling you, it's not going to happen. I know it says it. It means you're going to have to wait till Monday. Because I'm going to do is it one of those? It is. It's coming. It's a rant. And then you get to hear it again tomorrow. But tomorrow it's that peaceful rant on Friday. We call it the walk in the park. Today, we're just going to flip tables. That's what we're going to do. So let's begin with a good rant. And it's the rant. Well, it's a rant, though, because I'm going to lead right in with this war that's being waged on everything that we cherish. And we're going to start with the number one on my list for this morning, which is, well, it's number two for today, but normally it's number one. And that's the war that was being waged on Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Our cancel culture and fascist-backed movements across this world that think that the only way they can live is by silencing anything that opposes them. This mentality that is a cancer on the brain, to think that freedom and liberty equals canceling that which they don't like. Well, that approach has allowed Idiotville America and Idiotville America in particular to go along with this idea of trying to cancel out a company, MyPillow, by taking away $65 million in sales. That, by the way, is not acceptable. It's not the way a free market system works. It's not the way a country based on liberty works. This sort of organized, it's not just not buying their product, they're pushing companies to take it off their shelf. And this is the world we live in now. So this is why we have called for the slipper revolution. And it's a focal point of getting patriots behind supporting MyPillow and Mike Lindell and everything that he's doing. Mike Lindell's out here fighting every single day, spending his own money on getting election results secured. Of course, the left is panicked about that because Arizona is about ready to be flipped. And yes, it's going to be flipped. And yes, the entire election is going to be recalled. So if you think that's a lie, just wait till to see that's coming. I always have to speak to that occasional few that might drift into the left or going, that's not true. Oh, brother, let me tell you, it's true, and it is going to hurt. So we've got Mike Lindell on the lead of that fight. And we have Mike Lindell starting his own channel, Mike Lindell starting his own social media network, Mike Lindell helping small businesses with outreach programs, Mike Lindell helping with an addiction program that he runs, all through his great company of MyPillow that gives and gives and still provides great jobs for America and other parts of the world, because they also outsource things to non-China countries. So our slipper revolution is about getting patriots to be part of the reclaiming of that $65 million that the fascists took away. And that means that we're using our dollars as a weapon system. That means that we're getting out there and we're supporting MyPillow. They have great products. That goes without saying. I think that's the thing, is I'm not going to sit here and talk about a company that might have good philosophy that produces junk. That's not the case with MyPillow. Their products are excellent. They really are. Their sheets are fantastic. I mean, this is a guy talking. Come on. I mean, how many guys you know out here talking about sheets and linens? I mean, that's me. And I'm telling you the truth, right? I mean, I guess if I was part of the rainbow culture, you might expect it, but I'm not. So the whole deal here is that we're talking about real good products, and I'm not kidding when I say this, because with me, when you know, sleep is a valued commodity with me, and I don't exaggerate that. I'm blessed when I can pick up an extra 15 or 30 minutes in a day. Because I run typically, my typical day is about 4 hours of sleep a day. Okay? And if I can squeeze in a 30-minute nap or something just to kind of re-energize, I'm grateful for that. So when you, when I say that, the rest periods are critical. And when I can honestly say to you, man, pillows, sheets, comforters, I got them. They made a difference. I'm recommending them to you. And, oh, by the way, get those My Slippers because that's also part of the slipper revolution. We want to see a million My Slippers sold by August. It's not a big demand. It's a million Patriots. I know there's a million Patriots out there that can use a pair of My Slippers. You can use sheets and pillows and all this other stuff. And they're great gifts anyway. And you get a great discount because that's the way they're supporting this. Bards, B-A-R-D-S is your promo code. You go to MyPillow.com, you get your thing. You get your discount in there. You put Bards in there, MyPillow.com, Bards. You can call an 800 number if you want to talk to an individual, 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Either way, use the Bards code. And we support the Slipper Revolution, which is going to happen. We're going to celebrate that on the 27th of August in St. Charles at the Bards Fest. We're going to celebrate that. And it's going to be fantastic. And Mike Lindell is going to be speaking on that day. So let's get this thing going. We want to see, be able to hear him tell us that, yes, we've recovered that $65 million in sales. Thanks to the glory of Patriots. And this is in the true tradition of our nation. This is how we fought in the beginning. It's before they ever went to muskets. They were fighting an economic war and doing it well. Between boycotts and promotion of local business, over a span of about 10 years, American colonists were able to cut the British imports by 50%. It's the thing I've always said, you don't need to take 100% to win on the economic war. All you really need is 30%, because if you can cut 30%, you can cut their margins to zero. American colonists did it with 50% and put the British crown in such financial despair that that's why they put in 2,000 troops in the city of Boston, which led to the Boston Massacre, which then led to the Battle of Lexington and Concord, which then led to us fighting our war and kicking the snot out of the British Redcoats. For our British listeners, we love you, but we don't regret a single moment of putting as many of those dirt bags in body bags and sending them home to you. We never regret it, never will. This has always been a war for the fight of freedom. And the United States was built on that threat to the world. And we're back here again as the world is trying to attack us. This time it's taking the form of corporations backed by governments. Our own government is just a treasonous mess. And it's got there because we've lost one of our critical ways, one of our critical principles, and that is understanding our requirement to be participative in this government. We don't get a chance to sit on the side and go, "Well, man, I sure like the way that guy is doing things for me. I just hope he saves my day." That is not the way this government was built. This government was built on the will of the people to be engaged, ranting on Facebook, ranting on your social media space. Okay, good. Glad. I hope you got it off your chest. Now, what are you going to do about it? That's the next thing always. What are you going to do about it? And right now, it is more important than ever that we stay engaged. There's two major fights going on right now. One is where it's kind of consuming everybody's focus, and that is the election piece. It's still going on. People are focused on it. And I think it's because to them, it's a black and white issue. And the black and white issue for the people fighting the election fight is there was cheating, therefore it's black and white. There is either no cheating or there is cheating. And they're trying to discern that at that core of finding truth. So it's very easy for national people to get around this. What people are having a hard time with is understanding this second fight. And that fight is based on fear. And that fight is more deadly than the election. The election is one fight. It is important. I'm not ever taking it away. But in order to get the election overturned, we also have to arrive at a point that we all can agree that the entire election system has to be reformed before we start talking about voting in 2022 or having great victories in elections. That is all pure nonsense. It's just, it doesn't even hit the radar until you talk about fixing the integrity of the election system. So when I hear people and major names out here saying, well, you got to vote in 2022, this is my general response. Shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore. What I want to hear is we need to fix it by 2022 in order to vote. This is, requires us to demand of speakers and demand of influencers and demand of our local and state officials to get rid of any sort of digital voting system. Anything. We need to go back to hand ballots. At the county level, the hand ballots need to be counted with observers and certified by the sheriff, meaning he's going to put his name on those votes and those counts, which means that if it turns out that they vote one way and it turns out to be another, the sheriff's going to go to jail. I mean, that's sort of accountability, because the sheriff's going to ensure the protection of the vote and that there was the integrity of the vote. And then the sheriff needs to send his posse, an armed posse, to carry those votes to the state level where they will be hand tallied with the sheriff's team in observance of their votes. That means you have sheriff's teams all around and they're not messing around. Those boys are carrying guns and they're like, you mess with our votes, we're going to put you down on a dirt nap. This is where we need to be and get back to. It's simple. It's not a game. If they find somebody screwing with the votes, they need to drag them out and put them in handcuffs, throw them in the back of the truck, take them downtown, book them. End of story. Put you in a jail cell for a while. Put you in a jail cell with Bubba. Let Bubba show you what it's like to become a sock puppet for his pleasures. This is the way we have to get. We have to be this. This is, we have to start getting into very direct consequences for violating one of the pure tenets of this nation. The integrity of the vote is fundamental. But we also have truth, okay? And right now, we have to break this paradigm that these institutions can be trusted. The medical institution is the most corrupt of all institutions at this moment in time, and it's the most ruthless. It's one thing to have a vote that you've screwed around with. And yes, that affects people's lives. It's entirely another to be part of an institution. Hospitals, doctors are turning their blind eye, allowing pharmaceutical to inject experimental, I was going to call it a vaccine. I'll just call it that. It's not a vaccine. A bioweapon into people. And turn their blind eye as if nothing's happening. This jab, this injection is lethal. And it's all part of this grand scheme of trying to move humanity to this place of transhumanism. Transhumanism is their objective. They've generally accepted it. Surgeons across the country, doctors across the country think that somehow this brainwashed with this idea that, oh, we can change your, inject some mRNA into you so we can update your cells to act the way we want. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God did a great job in making us. We don't need your help, thank you very much. So get the hell out of Dodge. And it is time that we make a bold stand on this. Look, the election stuff's been going on. And it's been focused on one state. It should have been in every state. People should have been going crazy on it. But getting people to take action these days is on par with asking somebody to have their tooth extracted without painkillers. And it is amazing to me. We are 4 years into this fight, almost five, into this real fight. And people are still sitting around going, is President Trump going to come back and fix it for us? This fight begins at your local level. This fight begins in organizing locally. This fight begins in a neighborhood with your common people of thought. It begins with getting knowledge and what you need to do. This is why we do the Federalist Papers, to understand why, how the Constitution is supposed to work. And the Constitution does not say that your inalienable rights can be suspended because of a fake virus that was promoted by a fake, lying, shameful media to force you to ignore the true cures, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and to accept an injection which is experimental, which carries mRNA, spike protein development, and nanotech in it, so it can screw up your system so that you can be forever bound and tied to the arms and shackles of pharmaceuticals so they can make billions off of making your health crap. It didn't say that in the Constitution. I just want to be clear. What it said is we are given inalienable rights, period. And those, that means those rights come from God, which means that a tyrant, a petty tyrant, cannot suspend them because of their whims. You don't wear a mask, I'm going to take away your inalienable rights. And people say, bow to you, thank you. I mean, this is the stupidity of where we are. Every person that bowed down to taking a mask needs to be kicked in the butt. Actually, more like needs to be handled like Christ handled them in the market. We need to get that whip out there and smack them hard with that one. You know, a year ago, I was beating the drum saying that if you wore the mask, you're going to take the vax. And boy, I'll tell you, patriots were like, no, that is not true. And I'm like, okay, if it's not true, then tell me what's going to change. If you don't have the backbone to stand up to not wearing a mask, if you're going to comply to wearing the mask, oh, but my job requires it. If you're going to keep your job because you're wearing, you can't go without wearing a mask and keep your job, what's going to change when the vax rolls out? And guess what? Nothing changed. Those same fair-weather patriots are like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. It's just an injection. There's this mental rationalization that goes in with anything. I swear you could have cut off their arm and it'd be like, that was a little inconvenience, but I learned to write left-handed. Now they took off my right arm. This is the stupidity of how the public is. And it literally goes to this place of always trying to go forward and think about the tomorrows. And when they think about tomorrows, they try to justify the tomorrows. They try to justify what's coming at them rather than just facing it and standing up to it and being truthful. We have to live in the here and the now. And we have to address what's right before us. We can't paint rosy pictures about life in paradise. It's all going to be better once the white hats take over. Why? What is going to make the white hat different from a black hat? There's only one thing that will make that difference, and that is if we, the people, remain engaged, hold people accountable regardless to truth. That means from the president down to your local official, they must be held accountable to truth. This is a country built on the foundation of we the people, not us the tyrants dictating to the people. You know, I get into this, when I get into the truth issue and I bring it up every time, and I will continue to bring it up every time, it's this. Every person at the end of this is going to have to atone to truth that has been in the positions of power and influence. And that doesn't mean just in private, confessing that to God or to some priest. That means truth in the public's eye. I love President Trump, but I'm still going to demand that there is an explanation of truth of why he promoted an injection that is killing people. I don't care what the reasons are. I'm happy to listen. I'm not going to judge in a state of war. I understand difficult decisions have to be made, but truth will be spoken in the end. That is part of accountability. And if we really want this nation to move forward, we need that level of accountability. I have also said this, and I will always say this. President Trump wants to make a huge impact on the world. Get on his knees and start praying to God and let us hear it and let us and lead us in that prayer. We need leadership in this nation that is powerful and strong in the face of the threat, but is humbled enough in their heart that they can put themselves before God and be grateful for this nation and do so in the public square, not just in their private. That's accountability. And that's accountability in the right structure of things, because our country was built first and foremost on moral law. Moral law. And moral law means that we are accountable to God in all things first. That means every politician, every CEO, every teacher, every lawyer, you know, just like, I'm just walking into the Luciferian nest on that list. Man. Like, oh, you all devil worshipers. Yeah, well, got news for you. You got to get on your knees in front of our God, the one God, the only God, the living God. And they'll be like, oh, I can't do that. I'll go to the lake of fire. And I'll be like, okay, we can help that too. No problem. Kick your butt right in that elevator and push the down button. We'll see you there. This is a fight that is going to take us as people. And you know, when I say this, let us be very clear. That we have this amazing neighbor up north. And I always say this because their government is structured a little different. It's on a parliamentary system. It's more, it's closer to the British system. And in so doing, Canadians, our wonderful brethren up north, didn't get that little ticket of inalienable rights. They got something in their constitution that kind of like said, well, we kind of give you your freedoms. And I'm not criticizing Canada. It's the way it happened up there. So we're fighting this fight. We are not going to win this fight without our wonderful brethren up north. And caveat, we have another group of amazing patriots south of our border that happen to live in hell zones half the time because their world has become so corrupted with drug trafficking. And I'm talking Mexico. And I'm not taking away from Central America or South America, but look, we're family on these borders. We are. You know, I don't, and this is a little sidetrack, but I'm going to get into this a minute. When you go to Afghanistan and you spend 3.5 years in a pit of the world, and you watch American dollars being dumped in at the levels of billions, and you watch people getting rich, warlords over there off of our taxpayer money, okay? And then when you go back and you stand on the border between Mexico and say in El Paso, where you get to walk right down into Juarez, is right over the border. It's a deadly area. And when I'm sitting there in America and I'm watching a child drink water from a nasty, filthy sewer pit water line that runs between the two countries, and I just came from the armpit of the world, and I know how many billions we dumped into that pit, and I look at our southern border neighbor and I see that, it turns my stomach. I'm all about borders, folks, all about legal entry and all of that, but I am not about dumping billions into some dirt-worshipping Nastyville world over there when we have not taken care of building relationships and using that same power of economics and revitalization for our southern neighbor. Seriously. And that's all politics, because they've used that as a way to cover their operations on our southern border so they can pump drugs into this culture and Canada. And this is all the same network of dirtbags that lead these two nations. Our Constitution is a model for the world. And I will tell you, as people understand this Constitution, they want it for their own countries. There's a reason people want to come here. Maybe not right now with the hand puppet in office and with a sleepy back slut for a supposed vice president. And when Jim Hansen runs your entire government, it's maybe not as attractive as it used to be. But we as Americans have to start taking a step up and quit worrying about, I don't care what goes on in the Middle East. Well, we need to, I don't. We need to worry about Israel. That's okay, good. That's their fight. God's with them, hopefully. But right now, we need to retract a bit. And we need to take this world, this foundation of our Constitution, what our founding fathers gave us, we need to reset this nation back on In God We Trust. We need to get with Canada up here and like, okay, we're going to help you kick the dirt bags out and work with you. Because I'll tell you what, I know some boys in Alberta that would jump on that one in half a second. There'd be like some major Joshua action going on there, and we need to encourage that. We save our country and we work with our neighbors like that. Because that's truly what we are saying when we're living God's path. Love thy neighbor, okay? Love doesn't mean like, when we think about this in realistic things, love doesn't mean you're opening up your front door and saying, hey, y'all, come on into the house today. Take anything you want out of here and we're good. No. But as good neighbors and good stewards of what we're given, and this is a blessed land, what we are given, we need to be building out that capacity in our southern border. There shouldn't be poverty down there. As a matter of fact, anymore, I think San Francisco's got a worse problem than Mexico does. But we need to be working with each other in this hemispheric place, keeping the integrity of our nations, sharing the glory of our uniqueness, and looking out for each other. This fight is big, patriots. And right now, when we say we're all in this together, on a global scale, we are, because on a global scale, God's children are being assaulted ultimately by this injection. So we have our country, we have regional issues, and we have global issues to think about. And we have to all fight for truth. And truth is going to be the telling line here of whether we win this or not. If we're able to get Trump back in office, which I'm sure will happen, and we're going to say, oh, that's okay, Mr. President. You know, you don't have to tell us why you're promoting the injection. And we got it. A bunch of people died. No big deal. Glad to have you back. We're violating our very premise in our relationship with Christ and God, period. We are not going to get anywhere in this country, in this world, unless every single patriot across this globe is demanding the same thing. We want truth and we want accountability. And, oh, I love you, but guess what? You murdered a bunch of people. There's accountability here. Let's figure it out. I don't care whether a person says, I guess last night, POTUS said not to inject the children. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Don't inject anybody. There are no injections to be done on an experimental injection that is causing people to die. Period. End of story. No more. Say it, Mr. President. Say it. There's over 6,000 people dead. Say it, Mr. President. End the test trial of these injections. I don't care what company. This is a bioweapon. And the way it's going to end up happening is he's not going to speak truth until we get loud. And I mean loud with the president and loud in public. It isn't just a single action of a group of five doctors plus two and some other people out here beating on it every day on social media. This is that second war I've been talking about. That second war at the core of who we are. It's the war to tear us apart, to leave us divided and scarred. These people are, patriots, if you don't see how evil this is, there is such a thing as pure evil. This is like in the bowels of Satan himself. They are not going to be satisfied until this entire world is damaged or burned to the ground. There is no, and I'm good at creating some really nasty solutions, horrible ideas, in fact, of how to make somebody accountable for the pain and they've done to this world and our children. But I'm going to be honest with you, these sort of dirtbags, there is no limit to what type of punishment they need. In fact, I can't come up with one that's justified. That's why I turn it over to God. I'm like, God, you've got this one, because I can be creative, but this is far greater than me. These people need to be held accountable. The fact is that we are being exposed to bioterrorism by corporations, and they're doing it under legal protection. If that doesn't turn your stomach. They've used every aspect of our Constitution to wage war against us, and it's all centered on the fact that we didn't pay attention, we didn't know our Constitution, we didn't know our rights, and, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. We're not demanding truth. I had to leave you hang there for a minute. You like that? You're hanging out there going, is he going to talk? Nope. Had to leave you hanging there for a minute and make you think about it. It's like, where is it? Where is it? What's that next line? Truth. That's what the next line is. I'll have to go back and clean that little gap up. I have like 6 minute gap. Like, what happened to him? Oh, he was just sitting there waiting for us to think about it. All right, so there we are. So in all reasonableness, patriots, truth is at the center of this fight. And if we're going to have truth, that means accountability. If we're going to have accountability, accountability begins first and foremost with Christ and Christ to the Father. I mean, I say this every day, and it's such an amazingly simple equation, and it's so difficult to execute. Let us keep going that way for truth. Let us pray for truth. Let us pray for healing of this nation. Let us pray for the forgiveness of the sins that have been conducted on the war waged against God's children. Let us pray for those on the front line that are speaking the truths and literally putting their lives in danger. I told you last week, Dr. Tenpenny testified in front of the Ohio legislature. By today, she's having, by Friday, she was having death threats up the yang. I mean, they're waging a war on her of terror, trying to scare her into submission, but it ain't working. It ain't working. Hey, y'all, those out here, wait till I go off tonight on somebody. You're going to enjoy this story. Vice News, you're on my target list tonight by name, by a reporter. I'm going to talk about your dirtbaggery like you've never heard. But that's tonight. Flipping tables, patriots. Call out names. Call out truth. Hold people accountable. End of story. All right? And do not let anything compromise the principle and fight for truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful and blessed to be in this time, to be in such a time that we can see the truths, that we can stand before you knowing what our fight and purpose is. And Lord, equally let us humble ourselves before you and pray for forgiveness for all that has passed in this nation, to pray for the healing of this nation. Lord, let us have the strength to get past this programming, this nonsense that's been put into our lives from our churches, is somehow that love translates to pacifism, that love translates to inaction, that loving our neighbor turns us into milk toast, Pew marshmallows. If we don't stand for the principles you give us, Lord, we stand for nothing. And we know very clearly that in order to walk this path of loving thy neighbor as we want to be loved, loving you above all things, keeping Christ in our heart in every step, being accountable to you for all things that we do, helping those in need, giving voice to those that have no voice, walking in this path without any fear and trusting in you fully, and having faith in all that you will deliver. In order for us to do that, we have to detach ourselves from the nonsense, the brainwashing, the propaganda, the lures, the traps of the enemy, of the world in which we live. And that puts us as a threat. Let us embrace what that means, to celebrate the fact that we represent such a threat, because we know that by living that way, we steal the hope, the power, the leverage of evil. We take it away, and we force them into the light. We're a proud part of your army, Lord. Let us honor you in everything we do. And let us take this fight to the end. No matter where it takes us, no matter what it costs us, let us fight ruthlessly to the end. To elevate truth, to awaken the hearts and minds of many, and to occupy this land in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. And I'll tell you, if I was out in Afghanistan right now, I'd be like grabbing my pack, throwing it in the back of the truck. All right, boys, let's go. Let's go hit the target. So let's do the same. Get out there, Patriots. We got a lot to do. A lot of action to take. Voices to be heard. You've got leverage across social media. Use it. Wage war. In God's name, wage war. The war of truth. Get in front of your school boards. Set up prayer walks around high schools to protect our children, around middle schools to protect our children, around elementary schools to protect our children. Confront the injection centers. Go in with prayer teams. Pray for them. Confront them with truth. Ask for God's guidance. Let them reveal the truth. Be bold. Be powerful. God's given us strength in Him for a reason. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers up. There is nothing more powerful right now than unified, consistent, persistent prayer and supplication in everything we do. Every step, every walk, every breath. God is with us. Boy, is He with us, and boy, is He moving. Oh, my goodness gracious. So don't ever doubt that. And yes, God will win. He always does. But my whole thing is, I want to be there. I don't want to be like, yeah, I won. Where are you? Well, it happened 1,000 years ago later because I didn't do anything. I'm not going to have that happen. So get on the winning team. Oh, and the requirement, if you're going to come in, just to so you're not confused, in order to get on this winning team, it begins on your knees, humbling yourself before Him. And then watch the mountains move. Have a blessed day, Patriots. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen
who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light. It can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.